real estate. The one that is under real estate paid abatements is an increase.
So can I address the Century Health first?
Can we start? Well, you want to do that before the first one's at
I think we can clear that pretty quickly on the Century Health board,
okay,
because there's several there.
Okay.
When we did the utilities in the assessor's office, the state tax commission gets involved with us on that because some things are state assessed. There was some confusion. CenturyTel insists that what they quoted on the Schedule 14 is what needs to be, but the legal descriptions don't match. And so I've spoken to the people at CenturyTel and with the state, and even though in our system we had marked some of them state assessed, we went back and put down what CenturyTel has on the Schedule 14 for right now so that everything balances with their company and with the state. And then this spring, they're going to on their side, they're going to check with their parcels because they've split buildings. Like I said, parcel descriptions don't match. And so, and the amounts that change, it's in favor of Taney County. And so I went ahead and put them where they insist they should be.
So will you add the new parcel number on the one that's something that you've worked out with?
Yeah, we've worked it out with Century,
okay,
Industries and with State Tax Commission.
Yeah. Yeah, the state has one person that does strictly the utilities, and
yeah,
that's who.
Sandy Wankum is the one who works with us on that. And again, this spring we're going to work on making sure that their parcels and their descriptions all match.
Understanding that CenturyTel has sold different divisions of the company and done a lot of splitting. And
right, and it's difficult when they send their paperwork in because they have so many counties they work with. And so, again, she's aware that they've got long things. We have a building that's split in half where one piece is not assessed and the other half is. Mm-hmm. That's where all this mess is at.
I just have the question, did they send you by email in writing that they agreed with this?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. And that would cover abatements number 213, 242, 243, 244, and 244, CenturyTel.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
I move to approve abatements number 213, 242, 213, 243, 213, 244.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the 246, are you ready to discuss that? We say a structure was put on this lot by mistake and is now moved to abatement number 181143.010. Did we have to do an add-on for that, or was it already moved and you just failed to?
Okay. This one is a project from Mr. Ruta, and he was the one that pointed out that he got a bill for this, and I discovered that the person who did the assessment put it on the wrong lot. And so both the owner of the lot that should have had the bill and Mr. Rita both agree on this change.
Okay.
It's no surprise either.
Okay. I'm better to use parcel numbers because that puts us where we're at instead of a name. Okay. But so this is taking it off of the lot, and it's already been put on another parcel number?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. With the correct amount.
So that'd be the 213247 and 213246?
Yeah. Yes. But 247 is under real estate
right.
paid abatements.
Right. We can still do it with one motion. So we can still do it with one motion because we're
yes.
just doing abatement numbers. So move to approve abatement number 213246 and 213247.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Do we need to look at the 245? That's the clerical error on Century 10.
Should that have been with your others? Is that the same?
I would have been with the Century 10 ones.
The Century 10.
That's what I meant. To Susan, to the assessor.
Right, okay.
Your 213245, your explanation on that is the same?
Correct.
Move to approve abatement number 213245.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just leaves abatement number 213240 and 241. Is that?
Yes. That is correct.
Ma'am. Yes.
Unless someone else has found something to the contrary, we don't prorate. You go by what is, if it's taxable at the beginning of the year when the deed is filed, unless it is a entity or government entity or so forth.
Correct. The reason I have both of these on here is so that we can be clear on what we're doing. On 213241, this property is the old Yellow Ribbon Theater in Branson. In 2020, when this was purchased, they were given tax exemption, and they were not, the people that bought that were not a tax-exempt entity. In any possible way. It was called Warehouse Spaces. Then they came through the next year and changed their name to Yellow Ribbon Ministries and were made tax exempt by our BOE. Then mid-year this year, they changed hands again with another name, and that's what's going on here. And so by the law, since the BOE overrode the assessor's office and made it tax exempt, it should be going through to the first of 2023. But the difficulty is then with number 213240 is that they have always been a tax exempt entity, and they're requesting that we make the new theater that they have tax exempt for this year. If that one, the 240 is one of the Lawrence Welk theaters. And so I'm just coming before you with both of these to show you the difficulty. The law says that 240 should be paying the tax for this year, and it's substantial because again, it's a theater. But then you've got, like I said, 241, and a again, by following the law, they both should, 241 should have zero, and the 240 should be paying the whole tax for that year.
But you're asking us to, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, you just said by law, 240 is supposed to be paying the tax.
Right, because whoever owned it on the first.
And 241 is not supposed to be paying the tax.
Correct.
But you're requesting for us to
change the law in these incidents?
The reason I'm just unclear, because what they're asking us to do on 213240 is what happened on that Yellow Ribbon Theater in 2020. And that wasn't my decision either. But again, if we were following the same rule, the people for the warehouse spaces in 2020 should have paid $63,000 in taxes, but it was not put through. It was denied. And so in that case, I just need to be clear what the commission feels.
Well, regardless of what we feel, we still have to follow the law.
And is the directions given to the assessors to assess based upon ownership of January 1st of that year, unless it's an entity, a government receiving? Okay.
Yes,
yeah, I mean, so again, as much as we would like to do certain things, we're not legislators.
Okay. I'm just trying to be consistent. I you know, I have rules to follow, but things get changed, and so. This is your decision here, because
I don't know that it's our decision. It's
well, you've made the decision in the past.
The commission has made the decision in the past
to go
against the law.
The commission made the decision in 2020 to make warehouse spaces tax exempt. When the assessor put the bill in for the prorated or for the taxes for that year.
The commission did, or the Board of Equalization did?
No, that was the commission.
Okay. Explain again. You're saying in 2020, you wrote an abatement, went before the county commission, and wanted to make that parcel what?
We wanted them to, we said that they needed to pay the tax because it was not a non-exempt entity. But that's where Chuck had been the assessor, then I was the new one. And Chuck had made it tax exempt, but there was no reasoning behind it because it was not a church or any.
Did it go through the court order process?
I have to find it.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure it did because I.
Well, pretty sure, and we did, and saying we did is two different things. Move to deny abatement numbers 213240 and 213241.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And I'll make a statement on that. At one time, the State Tax Commission had, so that you talk about consistency. So that if you want to exempt parcels like that, you can put it before the state and let them make your decision. Had you asked the State Tax Commission on this?
Oh, absolutely. What happened in the BOE, and that was recorded.
On these two parcels that we just voted on.
Right, on the second parcel on the Yellow Ribbon Theater, Donna Neely was here, and she told the BOE they weren't supposed to decide, because I didn't think I should with what was going on. And she said that the BOE was not supposed to decide tax exempt. They were supposed to send it on to the State Tax Commission. And they didn't. They went ahead and decided they were going to make the decision after all.
I don't know that. I think the Board of Equalization has the ability to send it on or take it under their own advisement. I guess they chose to take it under their advisement. So it's not they're supposed to send it on. I just want to make sure we're clear in our words, especially in the recordings.
Right. I'm just saying Mrs. Neely stood up and said,
and that was
you
her
were told
opinion.
In your training not to do it.
I really wish we wouldn't use names.
Well, so the clerk is a non-voting member of that board. I'm sure they can give recommendations, but the board still has the ability to do what they feel that they need to do.
Okay.
And that is all by law. So. Ma'am, are you with SimCog?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
We'll move back up the agenda and take up.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you,
guys.
Southwest Missouri Council of Governments discussion.